Yeah, so I suppose as reported in Farmers Journal this week, we had 2,222 cattle have gone missing throughout the state over the last 10 years. Donegal, you know, features on the list quite prominently, I suppose, from that northwestern angle. 114 cattle went missing, which places it about 6th or 7th. It's definitely not up there with the likes of, say, Monaghan or Louth or Meath, which seem to be a concentration for these pests, but it certainly does feature prominently.
And what has been done to counteract this issue?
Well, I suppose it can be a hard one to deal with. I suppose these gangs that do this, they work very organised, they know what they're doing. You know, farms are picked out, they're targeted, they're watched for a number of days before the cattle are taken. It's definitely not a case of someone drives along and sees an opportune moment. So these, like any crime, it can be hard to pin these people down. As everyone says, you know, there's always suspicions of who might be responsible. But it's the proof that is the real difficult part.
And is there anything that farmers can do on the ground to, I suppose, maybe identify these cattle a bit better if they were stolen, or even preventative measures going forward?
Yeah, I mean, we have a very, very thorough traceability system here in this country. You know, we have the cattle tags, we have the whole thing, you know. But the problem is that, again, these guys are working in such organised fashion with, you know, people on various different levels, to make sure that these animals can never be traced and never tracked back to anybody. And I suppose for farmers, the real key is to be aware, I suppose. You know, people can innocently buy things, but, you know, sometimes things can be too good to be true. And I suppose it's to know when things are too good to be true.